Hello everyone. Today is Monday and our topic is being prepared or preparation. The verses are in Luke 22:33. We'll just stick to one verse. When Peter was talking to Christ, he said to him that, O Lord, he said, with you, I am ready to go both to prison and to death. He was really so sure and so confident that he can follow Christ through thick or thin. But of course, it wasn't so, because it takes spiritual preparation to say this, these words and to mean them. Spiritual preparation is an act of obedience. Spiritual preparation is a commandment by God. He commands us to be spiritually prepared, because he says in Matthew 2:42, so be ye prepared, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming, in Matthew 24:42. Spiritual preparation is necessary for life. We need to be prepared for living. We need to prepare for a test. We need to be prepared for a wedding, for company when they come to our house, for guests to come to our house. And it's always very important that we are prepared for life, prepared for marriage, and prepared for everything that comes our way. For Christians, any kind of preparation needs God's presence and God's hand in order for the results to succeed. We prepare and we pray His intent, His nearness, and succeed so we can succeed in our endeavors. How important it is for the Lord to be with us in every decision and in every preparation. Let's look at the important things in life that need to be prepared. When Abraham prepared himself, was he really prepared when God asked him to give up Isaac? That's a good question. I guess he was, because he did it. When Job lost everything, was he prepared? It seems he was. When David lost his son, was he prepared? I guess he was. Joseph, when he was to be sold away from his family, was he prepared? He must have been. Are we prepared to go with the flow of God's will? Are we prepared for delays, denials, change, losses, difficulties, surprises, and calls to do His work? Are we prepared? I love this verse in 2 Chronicles 27:6. It says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 27:6. Preparation for life begins in the heart of man. And it takes a life of prayer. It takes a life of surrender. It takes a life of independence. Dependence. And it takes the life that God chose for us, and that is a life to be close to Him. It takes the fullness of the Word and the meaning of everything the Lord has told us. Ready to be offered, He said to him. I am ready to be offered. Ready to pour out our life for Him, are we? Are we instantly ready like a soldier on call? For duty day and night? Victory depends on preparation. To be victorious in life, we need to have the right preparation. The prepared man succeeds. The unprepared man fails. Preparation for a victorious life. What are the points there? To be prepared for a victorious life. We should be purged from within. We should follow righteousness. We should not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We should make sure that we are approved by God. We must present all our affairs to God, doing them in His will, in His approval, and according to His way. So how important is it to be prepared? To be prepared in order to win and have a victorious life. It is very important to be prepared. The verse says, be ye prepared, spiritually displaying an act of faith. Spiritual preparation is an act of obedience. Spiritual preparation is commanded by God. He said to us, so be ye prepared, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming, and that's coming soon. We need to be prepared for His coming because we know it's very soon. Spiritual preparation is necessary for life. How important is the word prepare? We need to be prepared because when we look at people's life in the Bible, the examples that the Lord gave us, we find out that those who succeeded were prepared, and those who did not succeed were not prepared. And every kind of preparation we need, we must have God's presence and God's hand in it. And this way we can have good results. We prepare and we pray, then He intervenes and He succeeds our endeavors. Thank you, Lord, when we say that, we must mean it because Him being with us is the key to our success. When Abraham was asked to give up Isaac, it says he was asked, and without even having to think or make up or decide, he did it. He took him and went up the mountain to offer him as a sacrifice for God. There are so many people whose lives were struck with things that they weren't prepared for. But when the time came, they were prepared because their heart was right with God. And they did what God's intentions were. So this is the message for tonight. Are we prepared to go with the flow of God's will? And it is very important to be prepared for, again, I say it again, delays, denials, change, losses, difficulties, surprises, and calls to do His will. We should carry with us this verse. Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 27:6. Let us be prepared. We need to be prepared for the coming of the Lord because He said He will be coming as a thief in the night. And nobody knows when the thief comes. But we ought to be prepared, waiting and praying and experiencing the wait where He comes. And it is our preparation for life begins in the health, in the heart. And it takes prayer, it takes surrender, it takes dependence, a closer walk with God, a fullness in the Word, and learning the Word and the meaning of it. And so we will be able to find out what we are to wait for and how to accept what comes our way. The prepared man succeeds, the unprepared man fails. May we all be prepared at this point for His coming. He's coming so soon, we can tell. He said you can look and you can feel His coming, and we do, and we know it's coming soon. So may the Lord have us purged before He comes and not entangled with the affairs of this world, and be approved by God in our walk and presenting all our affairs to God daily, daily, loving Him in His will. So may we all be prepared for His coming, and remember that preparation brings success. And to be prepared for His coming is the most glorious thing, because we will not be disappointed and we will not be caught unaware. Amen.